Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about guns, sometimes we talk about wildlife, and sometimes other topics come up that relate to our main show topic. This show is supposed to be a break from all the inundation of all the news from other sources 24/7. And hopefully it gives you a little break and a little fun and a little life and a little enjoyment and a little, you know, walk down memory lane sometimes when we think about, you know, all the experiences we've had in the outdoors. As I look around this room, I see ducks and deer and other things in this room that remind me of days gone by. There's a right over there in the corner, there's a little hen teal. Hen green-winged teal. One of the first wild ducks I shot on the Chester River. I remember it well. I remember several of the people that were in the blind with me. There's a wood duck that was the only duck taken in the hunt that day because we had some real guys there that thought they knew everything about waterfowl hunting because they were dressed for it. They had the top-of-the-line camo all matching. They had the, you know, the top-of-the-line semi-automatic Berettas and, you know, Benellis and things like that. Yet they couldn't keep their face down and, you know, keep the ducks from flaring off. So, always one of those. There's a hooded merganser right there that was taken with a couple of people that are no longer in the area, and one of the fellows has passed away. It's a hooded merganser drake taken on a pond in Howard County. There's a hen and a drake bufflehead, and there's a long-tailed duck. Used to be, when I shot it, they were called old squaw. There's a, what is that? That's a ringneck duck, also taken in Queen Anne's County. So, you know, that's just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ducks, and right above my head is one of the largest bucks I've ever taken as far as rack size. 6 point. Yeah. Scored 128, 123, and weighed 193 pounds on the scales after I dressed him out. So, you know, and it was the first gun taken by me with a straight wall cartridge here in Maryland, 450 Marlin. Over in the fireplace, there's a 8 point buck, which was taken the first day of a first hunt in Cecil County on a place I hunted for over 20 years. Good friends, and there's a story behind that. That deer came as a result of an invitation on the radio show. So there's a blue goose over there on top of the bookcase. Blue goose is a color phase of a snow goose. That was also taken in Queen Anne's or Kent County, I'm not sure, on a hunt that was put together by my buddy Tom Slavin, and we were with one of the world champion waterfowl callers, and the geese sat and sat and sat and sat, and then eventually they got up in the air and gave us a good opportunity. I don't know how many we took that day. Also, there's a little, right beside that, when there's a little hen ruddy duck, the little stiff-tailed duck that was down on the little Choptank River. So, and there's more stories. And as I look around, you know, I think about these things, and I think, you know, man, I've had some good experiences. The Drake canvasback over there, I believe, was taken in Dorchester County with a friend and a fellow and a guide on a guided hunt. So, yeah. All good memories, all good stuff. And here we are, years after, and I'm remembering details of all these different different hunts and so forth. I'm not giving you names. They wouldn't mean anything to you, but they mean something to me. So it's a day of remembrance, I guess. And we are having our day of remembrance today for my beautiful and gracious wife, Robin, who passed away April 27th. And some of you, I know, will be coming to our event, and we've been hearing from you, and we are looking forward to it. We were there yesterday. We were at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. It's in Graysonville. And my dear mother-in-law wanted us to try and provide everybody with a handwritten map on how to get there. And, you know, we don't use maps anymore. Everybody has a map on their phone. It's called Google Maps. Everybody has a map in their vehicle. It's called Waze or another one of those GPS programs. Early on in our relationship, Robin bought me a beautiful GPS to plug into the car and set it on the dashboard, and you know, you could program it in, and now they're already built in. You just, you know, load up your app on your phone and connect it to your car, and away you go down the road. I use it all the time. But Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center is a really nice facility. They're a teaching facility for youngsters. I got a picture from my buddy Rudy the other day of a snake head fish, or now let me call it a Chesapeake channa, for those of you who are offended by something named snake something. Ran into one of those guys yesterday. What an experience. Anyway, it was caught. It was 26 inches long and weighed 5 pounds something. It was caught in a net right off the shore in the Chesapeake Bay with a salinity of 10 parts per million, which means that they are able to endure more salinity than we thought. Kind of points anecdotal evidence that the snakeheads or channa or whatever you want to call them are able to adapt a little more to a little more salt water. So I found that interesting this week. But see, it looked like a mockingbird chase an eagle the other day on the way in. And on the way in, there are birdhouses that line the road all the way in, purple martin houses. And when Brian and I came out the other day, there was a purple martin perched on every one of those houses all the way out the road. There must have been 30 of them. And very, very cool sight to see. Called my son-in-law yesterday. I said, be careful on the way out. Critters are moving around. I had to avoid a small box turtle, smallest box turtle I've ever seen, crossing the road. And another, you know, tenth of a mile down the driveway, there was a black rat snake. Not a big one, a couple feet long, crawling across the road. I said, so if it looks like a stick, it may not be. Well, that's where the event's going to take place today. It's a beautiful place. Robin loved it. Very natural. And we just hope if you're able to make it, you enjoy it. Now, there were a lot of big rainstorms here last night, a lot of tree damage, not just here, but all across the Chesapeake Bay region. I've already heard from people this morning whose families in Carroll County and Baltimore County and Howard County have had some tremendous tree damage. We had 3 trees down here within a block of us, one right beside us. It was funny the other day when Brian was here, we looked up at this branch and we said that new neighbors, you know, they probably ought to try and get that branch taken down. Well, the storm beat them to it. The branch came down, big branch, all the way across the street. Didn't hit anything. It landed in front of my neighbor's truck, and none of us were parked here. None of them were parked here, but and the power stayed on as far as I know. So I was actually on the road in the middle of that storm last night, and so it was interesting to see. You come home, you come in your road, and there's a fire truck blocking your street, and you know the police are there. So I just kind of said to the cop, look, I live right down there where that branch fell down. I'm going to go around the block and park, and if that's okay. He said, yeah, fine. So it was good. So anyway, that was that yesterday. My week was very interesting. I got your text, Debbie. Thank you. Week was very interesting. Unexpectedly, we got the printed copies of Maryland Loves Crabs back, and mdlovescrabs.com is online. You can read the entire book online. Printed copies are being distributed. I had four pallets of them. One pallet fills my truck, and that's a lot of magazines. So I ran out of magazines by distributing them on Thursday. I went over and filled the truck yesterday at the print shop in Dover, and then I hope that I didn't lose a lot of bundles due to the rain last night. The rain will seep in under my lid on my truck and soak up a few bundles. I only lost one in the whole week due to the rain early on. But, distributed those all over. I was in Southern Maryland. I was in Baltimore County a little bit. I was in Carroll County. I was Crisfield, Dorchester County. Still little spots left to drop them off, but eventually we'll have all 120, 130 locations filled in, and you'll be able to find a copy. Clyde's has them if you're there. Clyde's Sports Shop has them. So here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Like I said earlier, Day of Memories, it's going to continue on the rest of the day. And yesterday we stopped by, as I said, the facility, and my sister-in-law, Chris, was setting up the food preparation part, and Brian was there getting the slideshow ready, and I looked on my phone, and I had 696 pictures of Robin on my phone. So she's going to set up a nice slideshow. And as I looked through those and looked at her family photos from way before I met them, I realized what a special woman I married. Her and I have memories. I mean, 10 years together, we have memories that are just unbelievable. What are you chewing? What in the world are you chewing? I don't know what it is. Dog's got something. Unbelievable memories, cruises and dinners and, outdoor adventures. And, she got interested in the measuring program, bucks, bears, stags, and events that we went to and people that we met along the way. And it was just, it was a full life, I will tell you that. And from what I've seen from her family, she lived a very full life. And one of the most loving hearts of anybody that I've ever met, and I was blessed to have her as my wife. So, let's see. John, it's a folding lid, so it's got some opportunities there for water to seep in. It is pretty waterproof for the most part, but around the edges and on the seams, it's got some. Minor faults that will allow seepage, So, yep, 10 years with Robin John, no question about it. July 3rd, 2015, we met, so that's coming up. Married for seven, almost. Yeah, seven, yeah, 2017, 2024, that was seven, yeah. So, anyway, let's continue on with the show. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And while we are waiting for your phone call to enter into the fishing tackle giveaway, which is High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, it's a perch package, some really nice perch lures. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air, say hi, or ask a question, make a comment. We'll be glad to enter you in the contest. So, this week it's been pretty warm. There was one night there early in the week. It was a little chilly at night, and the The fireplace, the insert over here just worked just great. The gas insert we have, it was set on auto, and the temperature drops to a certain level, it kicks on, heats the room up a little bit. And where, what am I talking about? Well, I've been telling you for years about our friends at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open. They're having another open house this week with the Traeger grills and the Memphis grills 50% off. There's only a couple left, so why not stop by and see what they've got? So what I was getting to is if you have a hole in the wall called you call a fireplace and you just look at it and it's just there and it's functional but you don't use it, well, consider a fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has pellet, gas, electric, wood. They also have freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your alternate or primary heat. Let's say you have a building you want to heat, you know, and you want to put some heat in your shed and you don't want to go to a lot of aggravation, well, put a freestanding wood or pellet stove in there. That'll take care of it for you. All of this is available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation and, you know, walked us through that. They took care of everything. And the reason we went with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is because we had shopped other places and were not happy and satisfied with the service, the communications, anything like that. Billy's did that. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. You know what? It's right on the way. It's not far from Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. Well, you can always swing by for a minute and just take a look at the place, you know, if you're headed to Graysonville today. 827-4500, that's 410-827-4500. 4,500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Yes, indeed. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. Yeah, I talked to Rich the other day when I was delivering Maryland Loves Crabs. And they've got a whole complement of fishing tackle, fishing lures, everything ready to go, live bait. Frozen bait, crab traps, crab nets, rods and reels like Shakespeare and Pfluger. They've got kids combos, and don't forget to take a look at that great selection of St. Croix fishing rods. They've got everything you need for every type of fishing. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe. That phone number 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, and a lot of good information there. Clyde's been around since 1957. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh.
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousey let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousey right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousey, would you marry me, uh-huh.
All right, let's Miss come Mouse back. Says, I don't know if I think Miss Mousey did marry him. I don't know. I don't remember. Did Miss Mousey marry the frog? Aaron? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but that sounds like a good question for our listeners.
That was a good question. Do we have any callers on the line?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, it's early. I don't know. People might be cleaning up. Maybe they're out of power. I don't know. I have no idea. So, we'll see. It was, did you, you got hit pretty hard there last night, didn't you?
We did. We got hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, indeed. Well, our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Don't leave me hanging, folks. Come on. We need to get some people in this contest, and I need to talk to some folks out there. I got a little cough this morning for some reason. I'm feeling good, but not sure what's going on with that. So, is today the first day of rockfish season? I think it might be. I can't remember. I just don't remember. Talked to the folks at Apple Cracker yesterday. They've come out with a new supplement, which is a mineral supplement in persimmon flavor. How about that? Pretty cool, huh? Persimmon. Let's see. Looking at the fishing report. Yeah, we're hearing about a lot of channa coming. Hey, Scott. There's Scott. How you doing, Scott? How you doing, buddy?
Doing great this morning, Alan. Headed over to Dundee, fishing with some friends, and hoping to catch a few bass, maybe a snakehead today.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. So, well, good.
In fact, you know, you got to go out fishing with me one day. You've never been out with me.
No, I'd love to. I'd love to. We'll make that happen. I don't know if you were listening last week or not, but you remember the fish kill over on your side that you were involved in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, they have identified UMCES, University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences, has identified the cause of that. Did you know that?
Well, they said it was a type of algae. Was,
yep.
And that's been 10 years ago. It was 2015 when that happened.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they've also discovered that this algae, that, well, it's a dinoflagellate that is a little microorganism that's part of an algae, can cause an algae bloom, is also part of the, if you remember, the Fisteria fish kill. Wasn't Fisteria. It was this thing called Carlodinium. And I don't know if that name rings a bell or not, but that's the same thing that killed the fish on the over on your side.
My memory's not what it used to be. I think it was Carlodinium benefucum or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, Carlodinium. That's the one. That's the one that caused it. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that. There's an article coming up in
all over the world.
It's everywhere.
Pretty high up biologists that studied that stuff, and they said it's in the water everywhere, and just for some reason, every now and then, something triggers it.
Yep.
And it's been 10 years for Middle River, 9 years for the gunpowder. And,
yeah.
Every night I pray that that doesn't come back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Stay awake, stay, you know, dormant or whatever you want to call it. We've been working on it ever since then. I've got thousands of bass since then.
Oh, I know you have.
Systems over here, and the fishing has been pretty darn good lately.
That's good. Well, I appreciate the invitation. I'd love to go fishing with you, Scott. No problem at all.
All right. Well, you got my number. Just pick a day.
I do.
I'm retired. I like to go during the week. That way, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Most of the aggravation out there.
Well, this coming week is.
Free and give me a call.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can hook up.
I appreciate that. I'd love to do that with you. So, yeah, we had a good day on the smallmouth. You know, it wasn't our best day. Our best day was somewhere around 40. We had 14, and biggest one was 20 and three quarters. And then 2 days later, my buddy Glenn, I think you know who I'm talking about, says, here's one that was 21 and three quarters or 22 inches somewhere in there, weighed 6 pounds. I said, oh, you were keeping the best for yourself. He goes, no, you fished that log.
Big smallmouth.
6 pounds?
A friend of mine yesterday said he caught a largemouth in the gunpowder that measured 22 inches. So
that's a nice fish, too. Yeah.
5.5 to 6 pound fish.
Oh, yeah. Every bit of six pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm hoping to maybe find one or two like that today.
Well, I hope you do. You fishing a tournament or just fishing?
Well, it's a friend's club. They do a catch, weigh, and release tournament. So
that's the only way to do it.
Filling in, they were short a boater. They need two people, a boater and a non-boater to weigh each other's fish. So I'm just kind of filling in. I had the day open, so I'm helping
them
out.
Yeah, good for you.
Today.
Good, good. I was watching. I was flipping through one evening or afternoon, or I don't remember, one day, flipping through the channels, and there was the Bassmaster Elite Tournament on. I have never seen anything so entirely boring in all my life. I'm not kidding. They had a four-way split. They had a four-way split screen on that thing. And here's this guy's in second place. This guy's in fourth place. This guy's in fifth place. And this guy's in, you know, whatever place. And they're, all they're doing is showing these guys throwing lures and reeling in, throwing lures. I'm like, what? Who is the producer on this thing? This is. I turned it off. It was that boring. You know, I'm not going to sit there and watch somebody fish. You know what I mean?
Under Ray Scott, when Ray Scott was on it, they used to have a thing called Pro's Corner. I don't know if you remember that. And they would, you know, take a pro that did real good, and he would take his lure or whatever he was catching on and show you how he tied it, how he, you know, pitched it or cast it, how he retrieved it, and it was very informative. I don't see that anymore. All I see now, if I do watch, which is very rare, guys staring at forward-facing sonar, seeing a fish, and, you know, tossing a swim bait to them.
That is the worst invention that's ever been introduced into tournament bass fishing. I mean, it's very effective, but
it's terrible. Yeah, taking the skill out of it.
Yeah, forward facing sonar. There's the fish. Throw the lure and watch the fish bite the bait. It's crazy. It really is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ray Scott. I was.
Learning how to, you know, catch him on his own without that. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I'll confess I do have it on my boot, but I don't even know how to use it. I've turned it on once or twice, but I haven't even used it this year in any of the events that I have fished in. I'm holding my own without
good
it.
For you. So. Good. I was very blessed to attend two Bassmasters Classic as a guest of Bass, BASS, back when I first started the radio show, 89 and 90. 89 was in maybe three. I can't remember. 89 was in Virginia, and 90, I believe, was Baltimore. And
I was Baltimore.
Then I went to three, 89, 90, and 91. I went two in Virginia and one in Maryland. But
91 is when I was down at the Civic Center. I was still working. My office was downtown at that time. I was with the U.S. Marshal Service. And we were able to go over a couple of fellows and watch the weigh-in. And it was, I'll never forget, they introduced the governor, and he was booed because of his stand on gun control. It was Governor Schaefer.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I was there.
He was a good man by all accounts. But, boy, they made that remark about the Eastern Shore. That was uncalled
for. Oh, I know. It was. Yeah. Consummate politician, Willie Don Schaefer.
Ken Cook won that classic.
Yes, he did. Ken Cook won that one, and I was in Virginia when didn't Rick Klun win down there, and also Hank Parker, and I interviewed those guys. I interviewed Parker, and he says, "I said, what does this win mean for you, Hank?" And he goes, "Well, Alan, if a man wins this tournament, it's worth about $1 million. I said, well, that's great. Well, Parker turned his enterprise into a major, major enterprise. So,
yeah.
And I still recognize him. So every now and then I'll get to see him, and he's a good guy. I like him. So,
yeah,
all right.
He's great.
I have a Bassmasters Classic magazine from 89 signed by every one of the pros that participated in that event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, deer just ran in front of me.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah.
All right, Scott. Hey.
Getting ready to turn into Dundee.
Got to go. Thanks, Scott. Good luck today.
Good time, DL. Give me a call.
Yep, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We have Edward in Essex. Thanks for holding on, Edward.
No problem.
What's up?
Calling up to get into the
tackle contest? Okay.
Could you tell me a nice hunting story?
You want me to tell you a nice hunting story?
just a hunting story.
Okay. I can tell you a hunting story. Would you like it recent or back in the day?
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard to hear it. What?
Would you like me to tell you a recent hunting story or one back in the day?
Whatever you want.
First time I went deer hunting with my dad, I was 13 years old. It was probably 8 inches of snow on the ground. We were hunting in Huntington County, Pennsylvania, on my uncle's farm. He lived near Warriors Mark. And it was cold. And we were parked inside. We just standing inside a woods on a field, watching for, you know, deer to come by in the field or come through the woods. There was a valley below us, and that was part of a hunting club down there, the Cartwright Hunting Club. My uncle was a member, and, you know, they granted him a membership because they were able to use part of his land. And all of a sudden, two fellows went walking down by us, and it was maybe the first half hour of the season. Two fellows walked by. One of the fellows kneeled down in the snow. He took two shots down into the down into this valley.
Try again. If you need help, hang up and.
During the story, well, okay, that's all right. I'll still tell it. So he knelt down in the snow. He fired two shots down into the Cartwright Hunting Club, which was probably 150 yards away. My dad and I looked at each other, and we looked down in the Cartwright Club. I mean, snow on the ground. You can see anything moving down there. Looked back at these guys, and off they went, down through the snowy field, down into the Cartwright Hunting Club. We lost sight of them because it was a lot of pine down in there. We couldn't see what they were doing. So about an hour later, here come these two fellows dragging this deer up by us. And I walked over and looked at it. It's a nice deer, big 8-point. Nice deer, thanks. And on they went. And that deer was, I guess after they shot that deer, it was fast frozen in preparation for the freezer, because that thing was stiff as a board. Now, you tell me how a deer goes from, you know, being shot and frozen solid in an hour. Well, it obviously didn't happen. These guys apparently went in there the day before and poached this deer and ran down in there and got it and dragged it up like they were actual hunters. That was my first taste of poaching. The very first day I hunted deer in Pennsylvania. And I think that experience, along with some others, led me to become active against poaching. And it culminated in the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, I believe, where the fines in Maryland became mandatory and impressive, to the point where somebody can now be fined $10,000 for poaching a deer with antler measurements of over 150 inches. And that fund collected from those fines goes directly into the wildlife fund that can be used for deer projects and things like that. Those funds don't go into the general fund. Very proud moment when that passed the General Assembly. We had a sponsor for it. I mean, obviously, it was a fellow from Kent County that, you know, had experience poaching on his property. And, you know, people have been prosecuted on the Poaching Restitution Act for 8 years now. So very proud of that. There's your hunting story. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Yep. Wow. A lot of text going on here, folks. Enjoy every one of them. So let's see. Why don't we take our final break? Aaron, you good with that? All ready to go. All right, so I mentioned it's open house weekend at Backyard Billy's, again, with the Traeger Grills and the Memphis Grills, 50% off. Memphis is great. I mean, if you want to build an island on your deck or, you know, in your yard, a cooking facility outside, they've got all the aluminum framework. I mean, stainless steel framework, stainless steel drawers. The grill is a pellet grill. They're beautiful, beautiful grills. and you might want to take a look at that. 50% off, and the Traeger grills are also remaining Traeger grills are 50% off as well. It's a clearance sale on those. They are operated by Pellet, and they have what's called Wi-Fi, which means if your grill's sitting in the yard or on your deck, you got it connected to your Bluetooth on your phone, and you want to turn the heat up 10 degrees, you just go in your phone, hit the app, and turn the temperature up, and the grill automatically feeds a little more pellets in there and turns the temperature up. If you want to cut the time off, you know, you've smoked your ribs long enough, or you've cooked your, you know, chicken or whatever long enough, you turn that baby off on your phone, and it works just great. Wi-Fi, it's a Traeger grill. 50% off. Everything else is probably on sale. I haven't had time to check in. I imagine it's similar to the former open house we had a few weeks ago. Tables and chairs, the Adirondack chairs, 1,000 of them. And, you know, every time I go by there, look in the yard, and there's always more stuff. You know, there was gym sets and Adirondack chairs. All the sheds are out there. The sheds are well-stocked if you need a storage shed. And if you need a chicken coop or a dog kennel or anything for your backyard, a greenhouse, a pergola, a gazebo, any of that stuff, they've got it all. Free delivery and setup within 60 miles, and free delivery and setup to the beaches as well. Delaware, Maryland beaches. So why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is the website. The Heat People, the Hearth America folks, have a Facebook page. You can call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. It's Graysonville, Maryland, and Backyard Billies, making backyards great again. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Brayon Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81.
1 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Ah, the trumpets. That must mean that we don't have enough time to do a big old song. So, Aaron, anybody on the line there today? Jordan, good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you doing?
I know doing all right, Jordan.
Rough weather the other night. Yeah, listen, I was planning on coming today and joining you and the family, but I had a little mishap myself, something like on Laurel and Hardy on Wednesday. I was helping a neighbor with a medical emergency. At 3:45 in the morning, I always say if they need help, just give me a call. Anyway, I helped them out, and I did the job I needed to do. But when I left, I missed a step.
Oh, Jordan, I've done that. That's horrible. Yeah,
it is horrible. And somebody offered me a cane, and I said I could just see people. Seeing me with a cane.
Well, I think if you need it, you need it. You know what I mean?
So. You know me, but I just want to say that you and Brienne did such a great tribute show a couple weeks ago for Robin, and
both,
I mean, the two of you were wonderful partners, and I know she enjoyed going for the anniversary in December out to Hunt Valley for the show. It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
So we'll see each other. I'll come out there.
Oh, no question. Yep, we'll see each other.
As we always say, and listen, while we're on it, I want to wish you a happy birthday, too, for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday. So, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I don't count them anymore.
I understand.
I don't count them anymore. It will be the 32nd anniversary of my 39th birthday.
That will be like Jack Benny, right?
Yeah, exactly. My old grandfather, Grandpap Miller, he pulled me aside one day. We had a birthday party for me, I guess, at their place. I think it was 9. And he pulled me away, and he says, "Now, you know, it's not your birthday." And I apparently had a look on my face, and he said, "You only had one birthday." I said, "Okay." He said, "The rest are just anniversaries." pretty heavy stuff for a 9-year-old. You know? But well, Grandpa Miller also said, Grandpa Miller would have looked at that storm last night, and he would have said, "The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and struck a pig right in the neck."
My goodness. Yeah, well, it was a little rocky around the Pikesville, Catonsville.
Oh, I drove home in the bulk of that. Yeah, I drove. It's about, 8-10 miles from here to Preston, and I was in Preston last night. I had to get some magazines out of the truck and put them in storage, and I just got it done. And the whole time I'm doing that, I'm looking up, and the clouds are just coming in, and I could hear the storm coming. It was growling. I've never heard that tone of thunder for that extended amount of time. It was just going. Across the sky for minutes at a time. And when I got loaded up and on my way home, it hit hard, blinding. But I made it home, and you know, it was interesting. When I got home, I said the branch was down in the street from the neighbors next door. So
they cut it. It took care of itself.
Did take care of itself, yeah. And that's the second big branch off of that tree. The first one did hit the car and took out the mailbox, but, you know. But, yeah, the neighbors have that rotten. I'm not sure if it's a maple or what it is. So, anyway. All right, Jordan, thank you so much for the call. We're about out of time. I don't know if we have anybody else on the line, but if we do, that'd be great. And if not, I've got a few things I need to say. So I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and thank you for thinking about us. There goes Jordan. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I don't think we have time for another caller, but Aaron will let us know on that one. But I do want to say thank you, everybody, this past week for all your well wishes. People continue to reach out, continue to talk to me, and continue to offer their condolences everywhere I go. I mean, I've been a lot of places, and some people knew about Robin, you know, and they meet me at, you know, when I walked in with a sad face and, you know, so sorry to hear and all that stuff. And these are people that I've never directly called or told or anything else. I guess they, you know, the network out there, the social media and the people that talk to each other, you know, and then there are other people that are good friends with people that know and don't know a thing about it. So it's been an interesting week, but it's been a good week because it's kept me busy. I've been in touch with dozens and dozens of businesses, and I've traveled, I don't know, 1,000 miles or more this week delivering magazines. I got a good workout loading magazines. I just tried to calculate here a little bit earlier. I think I've lifted about 1.5 tons of magazines from Monday to Friday, you know, and that's on and off the truck. You know, I met some good people, and it's been a good week from that standpoint. So, and Brian has been there. Brian has been, you know, our rock the whole time through this, and we've gotten closer, and you know, we talk all the time now. So it's really good. It's really good. So anyway, that's my story. And okay, there's the music. So look, yesterday was first day of spring rockfish season. I've heard from a couple people. I'm assuming that it was a rough day last evening on the bay. I can't imagine it had been anything else, but be careful out there if you're going out there. There's probably going to be some debris floating in the bay, you know. So just be aware of your conditions. And it is safe boating week, by the way. So get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember your family. Remember your loved ones. Keep them close. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss. Tell them you love them. And love the Lord. We'll be back.